Today on More to Life, breaking free. Need to make a change in your life or relationships? Feeling stuck? We're going to help you find the grace-filled solutions you need to break free. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, breaking free. Do you need to make a change in some part of your life or a relationship? Maybe you're feeling stuck. Well, we want to help you find the grace-filled solutions you need to break free and make those changes so that you can enjoy a more joyful, fulfilling life. 877-573-7825.
You know, Greg, you're saying you need to make a change, and sometimes those things just come upon us and we need to change with them, or we see that something is very broken and we need to fix it in some way. Other times we just really desire a change. We desire to feel closer to God and change up our spiritual life in a way that makes that happen for us, or at least invites God closer to us. Sometimes we feel that we're just sort of, you know, in a state of inertia, and we want to do something differently to add a little joy to our lives, a little purpose to our lives, whatever those things are. And because the year changes, different seasons come and go, sometimes we get inspired by those new seasons in our lives and say, okay, I'm feeling like I want something to freshen up here, but then how in the world do I take the steps to do it in the midst of my already busy life? If you need to make a change, want to make a change, or are having changes thrust upon you, whether you like it or not, we're here for you today on More to Life. Give us a call and let us help you connect with God's grace and some brand new skills. 877-573-7825 is the number. That's 877-573-7825.
I think one particular kind of change that's hardest to make is relationship change, because it doesn't just involve you.
I was going to say, you've got to rely on other people then.
And, you know, a lot of times we'll get calls from folks who wonder if it's even okay to ask this other person to make this change. They don't know where to start, you know, making that change. Or they've tried to talk to that person a million times about changing something unsuccessfully.
And you don't just mean in romantic relationships. You mean in any relationship. Those relationships that maybe you want to heal or improve, like with our parents or our children, those times when we need to make changes even in the workplace in those relationships or even at church, we often feel like, oh my gosh, I know what I need or want, but do I even have a right to address this with somebody else? And if so, how?
Yeah, that's right. Any relationship. And you know, I think very often our reflexes to say, that's just too hard, you know, it's just, and they probably won't be receptive to it anyway, and maybe I'm just being selfish, and I
maybe
should
I'm going to stir the pot, and everything's going to shift, and people will be mad at me, all of those things.
Yeah, so, you know, let's talk through those kinds of changes, too. Really, any change that you would like to make, or looking to make, have been trying to make, or struggling to make, is fair game for today's show, titled Breaking Free. 877-573-7825. Let us help you get unstuck, break through the barriers that stand between you and a more joyful, fulfilling life and more satisfying relationships. 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And if you're wondering, well, what is that exactly, and how could it possibly help me deal with change, well, you've come to the right place. So, St. John Paul, when he was Pope, gave a series of reflections that looked at how we could discern God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships. It teaches us what we have a right to expect from godly relationships and what God is calling us to strive for to live more abundant lives.
Now, our natural tendency is usually to allow ourselves to be limited or even defined by the obstacles that we see in our path. But the theology of the body reminds us to think of the big picture. In the face of an obstacle, whatever that is, instead of giving up, the Christian's job is to ask, how does God want me to respond to this? Instead of just assuming that the obstacle represents the natural limits of what can be accomplished, the theology of the body invites us to prayerfully reflect on what God wants to make of this situation by allowing Him to work through us.
So the theology of the body reminds us that we live in tension between what St. John Paul called historical man and eschatological man, which is to say we're caught between what is and how God is working to make all things new in Christ. So, look, obviously there are a lot of things that stand between how the world works now and how God wants it to work. That's why Christians need to learn to understand that obstacles are just opportunities for God's power to be revealed. So we need to learn how to see those obstacles as a time for prayer, discernment, and receptivity to God's grace. We can't accomplish all of those goals on our own. And yes, there are some goals that might not be accomplished in this lifetime, but by having this more, if you will, spiritually solution-focused mindset, God allows us to imagine possibilities in the face of our obstacles and strive toward those goals instead of putting limits on His grace. It allows us to hope for more than what the broken world and our own brokenness allows us to imagine. And that's what we want to help you do today on More to Life. Break free. 877-573-7825. I think a good illustration of this is a conversation I had this morning with somebody on Catholic Home, the app that we created to help Catholic parents build more loving, caring, and connected Catholic families. And the person was writing in and she said, you know, we have this particular problem in our family, and I was doing some research. I was Googling it, right? And I learned that 80% of people who deal with this problem end up divorced. What would I need to do to prevent that? And, you know, what I reminded her, and this kind of goes to this idea of not being defined by our limits, not being defined by the challenges we face, that you know, life is hard, and that all of us have challenges, right? But what happens when we face challenges, especially in relationships, is we tend to turn in on ourselves as opposed to work together to take care of each other. And there are certain challenges that, you know, make that a little more tempting than others. But regardless, you know, what's more important isn't the people, the 80% of people who failed to deal with that problem. It's the 20% of the people who succeeded in dealing with that problem.
I like that.
What
do
those 20% of people do that enabled them to stay together in spite of that struggle? And if you look at really all the research on all the different problems that marriages face, for example, you find that over and over again, that when couples face those problems together and remember to take care of each other while they're going through the struggle, instead of just turn in on themselves and try to take care of themselves while they go through the struggle, those are the couples that are more likely to make it. You know, so again, you know, yes, life is hard and we all face challenges and change is difficult, but through God's grace, we can see what's possible, and we can cooperate with that grace to be a sign of positive contradiction in the world, that we can witness to what God can do, even in our struggles. And that's what we want to do for you today. You know, help you see what's possible, even in the struggles that you're facing. So if you need to make a change in some part of your life, or you'd like to make a change in a relationship that's important to you but isn't working out all that well, let us help you break free of the obstacles standing in your path and find the next step toward the solutions you are seeking. 877-573-7825.
And I have to add, if change is being thrust upon you and all you can think is, I don't want to.
Yeah, right.
Which all most of us do at some point. And then you're thinking, well, here it comes, but I don't want to do it and I don't know how to do it. We're here for you. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come before you, and we bring to you all the changes that life involves, the changes that are being thrust on us, the changes we'd like to make, the changes we're struggling to make, the changes that we're not sure how to make, but really feel like we need to. Lead us and guide us, Lord. Help us to see clearly your plan for our lives. Help us to see with your eyes what's possible in the face of the limitations and challenges and struggles that we encounter. Help us to cooperate with your grace, to be that sign of positive contradiction, proving to ourselves and the world what you can do, even when you're working with imperfect people and imperfect circumstances. Help us to make the changes that need to be made so that we can glorify you and be our best selves in all the situations we find ourselves. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Breaking Free, as we talk about the changes we need to make, the changes that we'd like to make, sometimes the changes that are pushed off on us that we'd rather not have to deal with but need to deal with anyway. Let's talk about change and how to make the changes that God makes possible through His grace, even when we're struggling. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Nicole, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Washington.
Hi, Nicole. Welcome to More to Life.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. What can we do for you today?
So I just want to break free from procrastination.
That is a weighty problem. So how's that playing out in your life, and is there a particular area you want to work on, or is it just in general?
In general.
Okay. Well, we'll get around to answering that question just after this. No, I'm joking.
You're just procrastinating to answer a question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Nicole, for the question. I really appreciate that.
I love this question because so many of us really do deal with this, and I know that I dealt with it for a long time, or at least I thought I did. What I ended up really being pushed into procrastination by was, A, I was busy with other things, so I felt like I was procrastinating on bigger projects. But also just that overwhelming feeling of, this is such a big thing, so how do I get up enough energy to do it?
Well, one of the things that I think is important for us to realize is that we tend to think of procrastination as a way of taking care of ourselves.
We do.
Right? So, like, I need to be taken care of, so I'm not going to do that big thing. You know, I don't feel like doing that big thing right now. What I need to do is just, you know, whatever, you know, else other than that.
Right, and we feel like we're threatened by the big thing, so we pull into our shell like a turtle.
And so the first thing in dealing with procrastination is we need to ask ourselves, what are healthier ways to take care of ourselves? What do we need to do to make sure that we are getting the rest that we need, that we are prioritizing some basic self-care, not to keep putting the thing off, but so that we see what healthy ways to take care of ourselves look like, so we don't keep clinging to the unhealthy way of just always putting the thing off that needs to be done.
The second thing is to look at the situation and what we want to achieve, what we want to stop procrastinating on, and break it down into very tiny baby step pieces. Which sounds crazy, because it's like, well, that's still procrastinating. If I do one little thing, I haven't accomplished what I want to accomplish. But if we can break it down into something tiny. So let's say we've been procrastinating on a project, right? Whether it's getting our resume together or cleaning our house. You know, what's the first little step that you can do? Is it, I'm going to make sure that I tidy up for 10 minutes every single morning. I'm going to put that on my agenda till I start to feel more comfortable with that, and then I'll take the next step of I'm going to set a timer for another 10 minutes and throw away as much as I can in my closet that I don't want for that 10 minutes. Is it, in the case of the resume, do I look up good templates for that resume? Again, for like 15 minutes on a timer, and that's the first step you've done that day. And then how do I start putting, you know, entering into each section of that template something every day for a few minutes? When we set a timer, when we break down things into baby steps, not only do we begin to accomplish something in those tiny steps and it really begins to clear, but we begin to identify ourselves differently. I am no longer the person who procrastinates. I'm the person who's capable enough to know how to break this down little by little and accomplish something every single day. And that revs up that momentum for us. It feels better. We begin to identify ourselves differently and more positively, and then we begin to start to accomplish the things we really want to accomplish.
I will say, Nicole, sometimes we do need an accountability partner to kind of help keep us on track. So if there's something specific that you're especially looking to stop procrastinating and get some support in dealing with more effectively, I'd encourage you to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, and we can help walk you through those steps. And because success builds on success. So when you've achieved that one thing that was particularly difficult to get through, it can help increase the likelihood that you will stop procrastinating in other areas of your life as well. So I hope that these suggestions will get you started. But if you find that you need more personalized attention, don't hesitate to reach out to us for the faithful support we offer through CatholicCounselors.com. With that, we got to go to break, but when we come back, we're continuing to take your calls about making change today on our show titled Breaking Free. Do you need to make change in some area of your life or a relationship? Are you feeling stuck for some reason? Well, let us help you find the grace-filled solutions you need to break free. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your questions coming up right after this break.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
I said to the sisters one day, what do you think you're going to look like in heaven? Oh, some of them had absolutely magnificent ideas. I didn't think of one of them. And so I got desperate because then my turn came. I didn't know what to say. And so in desperation, I said, what do you think I'll wear in heaven? And they all said with one voice, armor!
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck, and today's show is titled Breaking Free, as we talk about the changes we need to make, would like to make, have to make. you have to deal with. We are here. If there's change that is going on in your life or change you'd like to make, we want to help make that easier with the grace-filled solutions you need to break free. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Rita, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Hi, Rita. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Thank you. I have an only daughter who's grown. She's 49 years old. And my husband passed away 2 years ago. And I'm having a difficulty establishing a positive relationship with her. She doesn't live near me. And so we try to talk on the phone maybe daily. We just finished a trip together. We did a trip together last year. But during the trip, it always erupts in some sort of confrontation. And I'm just thinking, I really don't know how to handle this, if I should just avoid any kind of trips or vacations or visits with her or what. I live in Texas. She lives in New York. So there's not going to be a whole lot of visiting anyway.
Now, Rita, when you say that it erupts in a confrontation, what kind of confrontation? Is this the kind of thing where she's bringing up stuff from how you raised her, she wants to heal some stuff or tell you that you weren't a perfect mom, because none of us are? Or is it about other things that are random? Tell me a little bit about what you think the conflict is coming from.
Yes, if I get emotional about the loss of her father, she gets upset. On our trip, she told me that we were on a cruise, and she said, "Why are you standing with your hands? I don't know if you know this. You're standing with your hands together at your waist." And I said, "Well, that's because I go to mass every day, and I'm in the habit of doing that." And I just feel like she's critical of me, and sometimes I feel like she makes snide remarks to me, and then I can't feel like I can address them because it's like I'm, getting on her level. I really don't know how to deal with her.
Yeah.
I know she's facing some problems in her life. She's getting ready to retire from the military, and she's in charge of a JAG office at her place. So she's a lawyer, so I know she's cut and dried and to the point, but I feel like she's so unemotional with me and doesn't really consider my feelings that I really don't know how to handle her.
Go back to the example that you gave. I guess I just have a follow up question for that. So she said, I don't know if you realize it, but you're standing there with your arms at your waist.
My hands are folded like I'm waiting when I'm ordering, when I was getting food, we were on a cruise, and I'm like, well, does that hurt?
So I guess my question though is, what does that mean to her? Well, yeah, exactly. Did you ask that question?
No, but I have a feeling I know what it means to her, because she no longer goes to church and she criticizes me for going daily.
But what is standing in the line ordering food with your hands?
It looked like your hands were in prayer. Is that what you're saying, Rita?
I guess that's what she thought. That's what she said. I'm like, I couldn't figure out where that came from. It just came out of the blue.
So, but you're saying it came out of the blue, but at the same time you feel like she runs you down in some way because of your faith. Have you ever discussed this with her? Have you said, hey, I know you live in a world where you're in the military, you are a lawyer, you're very cut and dry. I do live in a world where I incorporate God into my life. Why does that get on your nerves? What are you getting off of me? Did you have that conversation at any point with her?
Oh, yes, I did. And she's like, well, I don't like all the rules that go with the Catholic Church, et cetera, even though she was raised that way and married in the church.
Well, that's fine, but that's got nothing to do with her. That's got nothing to do with the way she treats you.
Right.
All right, so that's the question that Lisa's really asking. So being able to say, look, I understand that you're not in the same place that I am with regard to faith, but what stops you from being able to treat me with respect in spite of that? In military, you deal with people who have all kinds of differences all the time, and you have to deal with them respectfully. What stops you from being able to recognize that we can be different people and think different things and have different beliefs, but you still have an obligation to treat me with some basic respect? What's getting in the way of that? And just, making it about your relationship. Don't let her make it about faith. That's a... that's a proxy fight. I mean, it's real. I mean, obviously you want her to be faithful, and she has issues there. But it's not about that. There's she needs to see you as a human being and treat you as a human being. And there's something that's getting in the way there. And I think make it about your relationship, not about the faith issues. And don't feel like you have to apologize for yourself. There's nothing wrong with you standing the way you were standing. Or, I mean, that's ridiculous. Being able to say to her, what does it mean to you to see me doing this? And I guess, why can't you just look at me and treat me with some basic respect, even though we have differences of opinion on some of these things? I think I deserve that as your mom, and I try to express that to you as my daughter. So how can we get to that point where we can acknowledge that we've got differences, but you know, we can respect each other? What's it going to take to get there? I would address that directly with her. And you know what? Like you say, she's in the military. She tends to be more cut and dry. I think she'll appreciate the direct approach, but don't back down. Like, because she's probably used to, you know,
as an attorney.
I'm going to say being a little bit of a bully. I don't mean in the negative way, but I mean it in the way of like being forceful, being opinionated, being able to be, you know, say what she wants
to
say.
Getting stuff done directly.
Don't back down. Just keep putting it back to, yeah, that's like if she says something that upsets you, just say, yeah, I know. I hear that you're frustrated. I hear that you get, but what stops you from being able to still treat me with some basic respect? I think I try to do that for you, and I don't think that's too much to ask from you in return.
Now, the fact that you talk to each other as frequently as you do, Rita, there are a lot of listeners right now who would kill for even that much. So use that to be honest with her and try to develop this relationship.
Don't wait for it to happen again. Don't wait for it to happen again. You know, bring it up the next time you guys talk together. Just say, hey, I was thinking a little bit more about that incident, and going to go from there. We talk about this more in our book, How to Have Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. Check that out for more suggestions, but this will get you started. And we'll be back right after this with your calls on More to Life. Stick around.
Man failed the first test of freedom. He refused God's plan of love and chose freely to sin and made himself a slave to sin. That first sin gave mankind the gene or inclination to sin, which has given birth to numerous other sins. The Catholic Catechism reminds us that the exercise of freedom does not imply a right to say or do everything. Man is not totally self-sufficient, and his final goal is not his own self-interest and the enjoyment of earthly goals. When man violates the moral law, he becomes his own prisoner, disrupting neighborly fellowships while rebelling against divine truth. For freedom, Galatians tells us, Christ has set us free. He redeemed us from sin, which held man in bondage. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Christ is the Answer, with Father John Ricardo.
In the midst of our culture today, in this age of relativism, which wants to grant Jesus some significance, but not so much, so we'll give him wise man, great leader, inspiring preacher, great teacher, prophet. You don't get that option when you claim to be God. What reasons do we have to believe that he is who he said he is? And it's important, again, to employ the use of our reason and to understand that faith is not blind. My faith, and please God, the faith of everyone here, is not blind. It rests on something. It rests on a number of things, not least of which is my own experience of God, but it also has something substantial which can be claimed through history. We're not talking about a galaxy long, long ago, far, far away when we talk about Jesus. We're talking about a precise moment in history which has been testified to by countless testimonies, and you and I have access to them.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. We parents are only human, and that's a good thing. But it also means that sometimes we say and do things around our family that we wish we hadn't. When that happens, have you ever considered apologizing to your child or spouse? It doesn't have to be a big deal. You can say something like, you know, I can tell I really hurt you when I yelled at you earlier today. I'm sorry. Can you forgive me? Some parents worry that apologizing might undermine their authority. But for Christians, true authority isn't about power and control. Rather, it flows from trusting, healthy relationships.
Asking forgiveness helps to build that good kind of authority. It shows our kids that our relationship with them is based on love, truth, and generosity. Most importantly, it shows that God is the ultimate authority in our home. When God rules our lives, we don't need to constantly project some false image of our own perfection. We can admit our mistakes because our identity and worth are rooted in our inherent dignity as God's beloved children, a dignity that doesn't depend on our perfection, but rather on God's limitless love for us. To get more help and resources, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, Breaking Free. Do you need to make a change in some area of your life or a relationship that's not going the way you'd like it to? Feeling stuck? Not sure where to start? Or maybe your efforts to make that change have just made things worse? Well, whatever the situation is, we want to help you find grace-filled solutions to help you break free. 877-573-7825. Well, one area where folks tend to struggle to make change is in their family lives. And as Catholic parents in particular, we want to make sure that we're having a great and godly family life and raising great and godly kids. Well, that's why we created Catholic Home. That's spelled H-O-M. It stands for Households on Mission. It's an app, and it's not just another parenting resource. Working with Georgetown University, we studied families who successfully raised all their kids to be faithful adults. And we created the Catholic H-O-M app to teach you their secrets. The Catholic Home app gives you expert parent coaching that you need to be more confident Catholic parents and raise godly kids and build a more loving, connected, caring Catholic family life. Lisa and I are on there every day, and our whole team of pastoral counselors are chatting with you to help get you the support you need to resolve behavior problems, create a more meaningful family prayer life, experience more joy and peace in your home, and all the rest. And you know what? In addition to the coaching, you're going to get a ton of creative resources like monthly downloadable activities to make living the faith at home simple and fun. Our exclusive Mompidence, Bedatitudes, or Catholic Home podcasts for inspiration and encouragement. Participate in monthly live stream events, live Q&As, parenting tip videos, and a professionally animated cartoon series that helps your whole family get on board with being a dynamic domestic church. We'd love to share all of that with you. And you can get 2 months free with an annual subscription of $149 or go monthly for a subscription of only $14.95 a month. One subscription covers you and your spouse for all the coaching and all your kids for all the fun resources you'll find there. You don't ever have to feel overwhelmed or alone as a Catholic parent with Catholic H-O-M to help. So we hope that you'll download the Catholic H-O-M app today and subscribe so that you can be part of the Catholic Home community. We want to help you create the Catholic family life you're longing for and make all those changes you need to make to really enjoy being a Catholic parent and feel more confident in your ability to raise godly Catholic kids. Check it out, Catholic H-O-M. With that, we are taking your calls right now and your questions at 877-573-7825. Our show today titled Breaking Free. Do you need to make a change in some area of your life or a relationship that's not working out the way you wish it was? Regardless of whether that's with your adult kids or younger kids or your parents, your spouse, whoever, you name it. Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825.
Greg, we got a message here from Madeline, who is listening to EWTN Radio in South Dakota. She said, my question is, how can I become more joyful again? I'm in my mid-30s, and I used to be very joyful. I was silly and overall a very happy girl and young woman. My late mom would say I was her everyday joy. I had a lot of traumatic events happen to me during my 20s, and I feel that has changed me, and I'm not as joyful anymore. My mom passed away when I was in my late 20s. I got married a few years after that, and my dad has refused to speak to me or see me since. It's a long story, and it's no fault of mine. It's just beyond my control. And now I'm married to a wonderful man, and we will have our second baby this summer. I've been to therapy, and it has helped, but any advice will be appreciated because I am at a place that I have always dreamed of being, a wife and a mother, but I wish I was a little more how I was when I was younger, joyful, because my husband and children deserve the best of me. And that is from Madeline.
Madeline, thank you so much for the question. And, you know, I really appreciate your desire to be more joyful. There are a couple of things I want to share, both practical and just also in terms of insight. You know, when we do shows on this pretty regularly, and one of the things that's important to look at is the difference between happiness and joy. Now, happiness, they're both good things, right? We all want to be happy, and we all want to be joyful. But there is a difference. Happy just has to do with the feeling that we have when enjoyable things are happening or when we're free of conflict or difficulties. You know, happiness is sort of a more passive state of being that occurs, you know, under the right conditions, when we're enjoying ourselves or when we get to avoid conflict or difficulties. Joy, on the other hand, is a virtue. It's a fruit of the Spirit that we experience because our lives are meaningful, intimate, and virtuous. Joy comes from, when I say meaningful, I mean I can be joyful because I can see that I have gifts that I can use to make a difference, a positive difference in the situation that I'm in or the lives of those around me. Intimacy, and I'm joyful because my relationships are strong and good and healthy, or I'm working to make them stronger and better and healthier. And virtue comes from the idea that whatever life throws at me, even good times and bad times, I see all of those things as an opportunity for growth. So the more I lean into meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue, the more joyful I will be. I won't always be happy because sometimes I'm going to experience difficulties or I won't be doing enjoyable things. But I can still be joyful because I see how the good things and the bad things in my life are an opportunity to make a positive difference, to make my relationship stronger and better, and to grow in ways that God wants me to grow. And I want to focus on those things. Now, that's not to say, though, that you can't also focus on being a little happier, too, because it sounds like that's what you're sort of saying, that before all these things happened to you, you were a little more carefree. And so what I'd like to suggest to you is that you can build joyful thing, happy things into your day. And I want you to start by asking yourself, when you do feel a little happier, when you do find yourself being a little more joyful, like in the terms of being more lighthearted, for example, what are you doing then? What things are going on? Because it's always good to start with those things that are happening more spontaneously and build those into your life, as opposed to just picking random things and saying, well, I'll do this. But if you're able to say, in times when you are naturally a little bit more lighthearted, a little bit more carefree, a little bit more jolly, if you will, what are you doing in those times? Can you increase intentionally how often you do those things or build a little bit more of those kinds of things into your day? If you're struggling with that, go back to those times when you were more carefree in your past. What was different about your life then? What was different about your approach to life then? Could you build some of those things back into your life now? I would suggest to you keeping a notebook.
Yes, absolutely.
And write down those things that make the difference and keep building on them. And as different things occur where you say, you know what, I'm feeling a little bit better today. I'm feeling a little more joyful. I'm feeling a little more carefree. Write down what made that possible and then be intentional about trying to build that back into your life as you move forward.
Now, one of the things that I want to say, Madeline, is that as you begin to write that down, because you experienced trauma, it's a very good chance that your brain goes to whenever you experience a moment of lightheartedness or connection that gives you happiness or joy. Your brain goes to the yeah, but scenario. Yeah, but this won't last because you went through A, B, and C and it could happen again. Yeah, but you don't really deserve it because blah, 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 blah. Your brain has been traumatized in a way that somehow, and this is, you know, the evil one gets in and twists things. Instead of you being able to say, yes, I went through these things, but look, I survived, and God provided for me, and I'm still here, and I've got all these blessings. Our brains, not just yours, everybody's, often go to, but look at the pain that I went through, and it could happen again, so I don't want to feel too joyful because it might get robbed from me. When you begin to see that that's the process you go through, and that's what's stealing your joy and your peace, that's when you can start writing down those thoughts and begin to challenge them. And again, you said that therapy helped in the past. If you're seeing that that's the pattern, and for many, many, many of us who have gone through trauma and loss, that is the pattern. That's when you say, all right, not only do my husband and my kids deserve a whole healed person in their lives, so do I. That's when you get yourself into a good counseling situation. And I would say with a pastoral counselor if you can. Because as Greg was saying, real joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. So you want to be knowing how to connect with God in a way where you can begin trusting Him again, where you don't feel like somehow, you know, this is the trauma you experienced is a sticking point between you and Him, where you can begin to feel like you're understanding your story and what God has brought out of it, which is a very important way to heal, and begin to get in touch with the woman he has created you to be now and in the future. And I think you'll find a lot of peace, and with that peace, a lot more joy and lightheartedness if you do that work. But start with, as Greg said, writing down those things during the day. And I often would just say, just keep a notepad out, or like a small notebook in your pocket.
Or you can even use your phone.
Yeah, but it's a lot easier to do it on paper and come back to it so you're not distracted by what's going on the phone, because it's easier to say, I don't really want to look at this, I just want the dopamine hit. So if you just keep it with you, and then you have that running tally that you can kind of take to your prayer time in the evening before you go to bed, and begin to see those patterns so that you can begin to challenge it. And don't be afraid to bring it to God and say, Lord, you know what? I know I want to heal this. I know you want me to heal this because I was listening to More to Life and this question came up for me and I put it out there. Help me to understand what you're saying through the notes that I'm taking. Help me to find healing. Help me to know what my next step is. Not next steps, not a billion things, but as we were talking, you know, earlier to Nicole, that just that next one step along the path of healing. And I think not only will that bless you, but I think God's really calling you to that healing because you want to pass on ways and skills to your own children that will help them see who you are as a woman of God and see how they can face life in a better, more productive, healthier, holier way as well.
Last thing I'll suggest to you is, you know, if you feel like what Lisa is saying about, you know, you kind of talking yourself out of being joyful, I'd encourage you to pick up a copy of my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, because there are a lot of tips in there for how to overcome that self-talk that undermines your joy. And you can check that out. If you want more personalized support, you can check out more about our pastoral counseling practice at CatholicCounselors.com, where you can work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you reclaim a greater sense of peace and joy in your life. Thanks again so much for the question. We really are grateful for you tuning in. And if there's more we can do to support you, I hope that you'll reach out. With that, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Our show today titled Breaking Free, as we talk about the need to face change, to make change, the struggles that we have in making changes in our life or relationships, and sometimes the struggles we face in handling changes that are thrust upon us. Mm-hmm. If any of that is ringing true for you today, give us a call at 877-573-7825. We'll help you break through the barriers that stand between you and a more joyful, fulfilling life as you make those changes God is calling you to make. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and he will make straight your paths.
And we pick that verse as a reminder of what we were saying earlier in the show. You know, when we run into limits, when we run into boundaries, obstacles, especially when we're trying to make change, you know, and somebody says, no, I don't want to do that. Or we are struggling with our own, you know, best selves to make a change. It's easy to limit ourselves based on those obstacles to say, well, I guess I just have to accept this. Well, I guess I shouldn't ask for that. Well, I guess I shouldn't try anymore. This verse is a reminder that we should first take all these changes to God. And if as we pray about it, we continue to feel that this would be a good thing, that this would be a positive thing, that this is something that if we could make this change, it would allow God's glory to shine out in our lives, then God is saying that he wants to make that possible. And we need to be faithful to that. And that we need, as the scripture says, to trust in the Lord with all our heart and not lean on our own understandings as we look at all the obstacles and struggles and difficulties in the path and say, well, I guess I can't do that. But if we acknowledge him, he will make straight our paths.
And I want to just emphasize the idea of acknowledging him, because trusting in the Lord with all your heart does not mean just going, God will take care of everything, and walking away. It means engaging with God and saying, Lord, I have no idea what my path should be. I do not understand what's going on. In fact, I'm shaken by it in lots of ways. I need you near. I need to be able to hear you and see you and feel you and help me. Give me the grace to figure this out with you and take each step with you. And go into that dialogue with God with all your heart. Not with pre-written prayers. Not with, you know, a sense of keeping God at arm's length. But when we say we trust in the Lord with all our heart, the first step is to trust him enough to talk to him and pour out our hearts and ask for him to be near and to direct our paths.
With that, we are taking a break. When we come back, more with your calls at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. The show is titled Breaking Free. Do you need to make a change in your life? Would you like to make a change in a relationship? Do you have to deal with a change that's been thrust on you and you're not sure where to start? Well, however you are dealing with change in your life, give us a call and let's work it out together. We'll help you identify those next steps through the barriers that stand between you and a more joyful, fulfilling life. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls right after this.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Hello, Steve Ray here from Footprints of God Pilgrimages. Want to celebrate some amazing anniversaries this year in France? We'll visit Normandy Beach to celebrate our heroic military for the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Also, the 100th anniversary of the canonization of St. Teresa of Lisieux. Join us this October for our Saints and Shrines of France and a visit to the newly renovated Notre Dame Cathedral.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
Do you wish you could have discussions about difficult topics with your adult children? If so, don't worry. You're not alone. Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Lisa Popcheck. And our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, can help you draw closer to your adult children and help guide them on the path to more faithful and meaningful lives.
You can get our latest book and all of our other books on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today our show is titled Breaking Free, as we talk about the changes we need to make in our own life, the changes we'd like to make in our relationships, and how to get out of our own way and let God's grace flow. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Sally, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Pennsylvania on the EWTN app.
Hi, Sally. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hi. I have a little bit of a dilemma. My daughter, who's 26, had a same-sex marriage. I'm Catholic, and I think I referred to the marriage as the same thing, not a marriage, because I couldn't bring myself to say marriage. And she was offended by that. And I'm not sure. I mean, she was nice enough to brought it up and said that, you know, that offended me. I just wasn't able to respond.
So what's your relationship with your daughter like now?
Not really close.
What does that mean, though? Like, do you see her at all? Do you talk to her ever? Like, how often do you interact with your daughter?
I talk not anymore since that occasion.
So how long ago was that?
Probably about a month.
Okay, so you haven't spoken to her in a month. And so are you asking how to respond to that specific question that she, or that the specific fact that she said that she was offended by what you said, or are you talking about wanting to
that
heal your larger relationship?
And in general, that and in general, how to approach the situation. I want to have a relationship, but I just don't acknowledge.
All right. What I wanted to do is take the broader perspective on this, and I'd actually, because we've only got about 2.5 minutes before they play us out here, and this is a big question. So I want to start with a resource. Our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Adult Sons and Daughters, speaks to this actually question specifically. I mean, it actually talks about a lot of different conflicts that parents have with adult kids, but this is a huge one, and it's a very common one. So we do spend a significant amount of time talking about that in the book. One of the things we focus on in the book is the distinction between accompaniment and approval. So the difference is, you know, we obviously can't approve of things that our kids do that are contrary to our values, right? But we can still accompany our kids. And what's the difference? Well, to accompany somebody who's doing something that we don't agree with is to be able to say, I see what you're trying to do. I want you to have love in your life. I want you to feel fulfilled. I want you to have relationships that give you joy. But I'm concerned that the way you're going about it isn't going to help you meet that goal. I know you disagree with me. I appreciate that. But as your mom, I always want what's best for you, and I'm concerned that what you're doing isn't going to work out the way you hope that it will. And I'm sorry, but I'm always going to want what's best for you, and that's what I believe. And so I understand that we see this differently. I accept that, and I respect where you're at. But I want to be part of your life as much as I can, and I want to support you in all the ways that I can. But I just want you to know that I appreciate what you're trying to do with the things that you're doing. I just have concerns about it. And so that's the difference, right? So you're accompanying her. You're saying, I love you, and I want to be part of your life. I want to be involved with your life. I appreciate the intentions behind your actions. I have concerns about the actions. And we need to respect each other in that. But I want to be part of your life in whatever ways that I can. And that's different from saying, I approve of all of this. Everything you're doing is fine, and let's just get along to get along. We unpack that difference a lot in having meaningful, sometimes difficult conversations with our adult sons and daughters. But I'd like you to pick up a copy of the book to build on what we've started to have this conversation here, because there's a lot more in there that I think is going to really help you move forward in terms of how you can accompany your daughter without feeling like you're selling out your Catholic faith and values at the same time. Thank you so much for the call, Sally. I'm sorry we don't have more time with you, but I do believe that these suggestions will get you started and the book will help get you the rest of the way. If you want more personalized attention, and this goes for any listener who's struggling to make a change in some part of their life or relationships, if you'd like more personalized support, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, where we can help you find faithful ways to improve your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. Visit us again, CatholicCounselors.com. Well, thanks for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.